In conversation now with Robert Herzog, who is a founder and chief executive of Invest Africa. Robert, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
What is Invest Africa?
Well, I live in London at the moment, but I've always been passionate about Africa. I cannot help it. I keep coming back. My family's here. I love it. And it's not just South Africa where I'm from, but the rest of Africa as well. And I set up Invest Africa because I truly believe Africa as a continent's time has come, and the time is now. Africa has improved incredibly over the last 10 years from a governance point of view and from an investment environment point of view. And I believe we need to get the message across to the international money that now is the time to invest, that in 10 years' time they will have missed the greatest investment opportunity of their lifetime.
Yeah. The difficulty for many people who come from outside the continent is that they look at the continent as one place, homogenous. They don't quite know where to start. So what do you say to them?
Well, I break it down into regions. So, you know, there's the Southern African region, the East African region, and the West African region. And that's how I look at it. And within those regions, there are obviously pillars, country pillars and industry pillars. And I try and simplify it in that way. But it is a mistake to market Africa as one investment area. It's just too big, 54 countries.
Okay. So what is your approach then for investment? I mean, we've here obviously at the Investing in African Mining Endowment, but mining such an old industry, is that where the opportunities are?
Not right now. Although if you're a contrarian investor, which is often an intelligent way to go, you'd be considering investing in mining over the next 3 years because there are definitely cheap assets. But where we're most excited is sort of the consumer-focused areas, finance, insurance, retail, food, logistics, transportation. We're really excited about that. And I think where we're positioning ourselves as an Invest Africa is connecting dynamic capital with dynamic opportunities. And the big opportunity is the following. The rewards are there. Africa is booming. You can make a lot of money. But the perception of risk still remains. And we think that's the opportunity. We think the risk is actually very low relative to the reward. Unlike Russia and China, where there's, you know, less reward and a lot more risk. And so we tell the story internationally to investors. Come and have a look. Come and meet the people. Come and understand what's happening, and you will understand the risk is a lot lower than you think.
Will that be country dependent? I mean, let's talk about the approach that African countries, African governments have towards investors. Are we a welcoming continent?
Country by country, it does depend. But what's happening is it's trending in the right direction. So there are countries that are putting in very good investment and regulatory and investment environments. You know, Rwanda's the great example. Rwanda is a better place to do business than Italy. Without a doubt, Rwanda is the Switzerland of Africa. You can open a company in 6 hours, you can pay your taxes online. The government ministers, if they say they're going to meet you at 10 o'clock, they're there at 10 o'clock. And those best practices are flowing to other countries. Other countries are going, wow, if Rwanda can do it, we can do it. If investors like Rwanda, we have more resources, more things to invest in. We just implement those practices, the money will come here, and that's the right way.
Now, South Africa, always in the past, seen, well, since 1994 at least, as the gateway to Africa. Anyone who wants to travel and invest in sub-Saharan Africa sets up base here. Is that still the case, given our electricity shortages, for example, I suppose also things like the inability to open up a business in 6 hours because we have so much red tape?
Unfortunately, South Africa is no longer the gateway into Africa. You know, the other African countries have realized that and are taking advantage of that. So I'm passionate about South Africa. I'm heavily invested here. I will continue to invest. And I do think this country is, you know, on a solid footing and heading in the right direction with some challenges on the way. But, you know, we can easily get it right here. We're a vibrant democracy. We have intelligent people. You know, we can make small changes that can make a big difference.
That was Robert Herzog, who is founder and CEO of Invest Africa.